Saudara pendengar, Australian Bureau of Statistics mengatakan 1,6 juta orang warga Australia mengalami semacam penipuan pribadi pada anggaran tahun lalu. Hal itu menandai peningkatan hampir 7% sejak tahun 2010 dan meliputi biaya total 3 miliar dolar. 2/3 dari penipuan itu berhubungan dengan penipuan kartu. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Gabriel Fonseca kehilangan kartu kreditnya yang baru ketika surat-surat di kotak suratnya dicuri orang.
They blocked my phone and they actually got the mobile app for the bank installed in their own mobile. And then therefore they had access to all my funds and all my credit cards. And because they actually stole my physical credit card, they actually could do anything they liked. And somehow they stole my they had information about my date of birth as well. So they got through the phone system within the bank.
Pencuri itu menggunakan kartu kreditnya sampai batas maksimum, yaitu $5,000, dan menarik cash advance $2,000.
I had not just my credit card scammed, but my identity stolen as well. I had to lodge a report, and they were investigated, but nothing was found. So it's not a very good feeling.
Itu adalah cerita yang sudah umum. Direktur dari Pusat Nasional untuk Kejahatan dan Statistik Keadilan, Will Milne, mengatakan penipuan kartu kredit berdampak 1,1 juta warga Australia dalam anggaran tahun lalu. Jumlah itu naik dari 662,000 4 tahun sebelumnya.
Card fraud is by far the biggest contributor to personal fraud, and by card fraud we're talking about credit cards, debit cards, and FPOS.
Penipuan kartu kredit berlipat ganda menjadi 2,1 miliar dolar sejak tahun 2010. Senior Policy Officer dari Consumer Action Law Center di Melbourne, Zach Gilliam, mengatakan para konsumen dapat meminta apa yang dinamakan chargeback dari institusi finansial.
Consumers should be aware of the option of chargebacks that credit card providers are required to provide to them. If something's been purchased on your card, a good or a service, it hasn't been delivered, there's clearly some fraudulent activity, go to your bank, request a chargeback, they will credit that back to your credit account. It's up to them then to investigate the purchase that's gone on.
Australian Bureau of Statistics mengatakan tidak semua konsumen akan diganti sepenuhnya dan total biaya penipuan mencapai $84 juta. Consumer Action Law Center, Zach Gilliam, mengatakan selain menjaga PIN Anda pribadi dan selalu tahu di mana kartu Anda, para pembeli online harus sadar di mana mereka berbelanja.
Consumers, particularly when you're purchasing online, should be really conscious of the sites and the traders that you're dealing with. Only go with sites that you trust, that you know, well-recognized companies with clear privacy and security protections.
Australian Bureau of Statistics mengatakan sekitar separuh dari orang-orang yang mengalami penipuan pribadi mengatakan perilaku mereka berubah akibat dari pengalaman itu. Gabriel Fonseca juga telah merubah perilakunya akibat kejadian tersebut.
I have cancelled all my apps for banking. I don't do apps anymore. I cannot speak to my bank anymore via the phone. I ask them to block this access. So if I had any queries, any problems, I have to go to the branch, and I think this way is safer.